At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Sitting with us at the table, we have Stacey D. Stewart, CEO at Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. Enjoy our conversation. Take a seat, get comfortable, because it's time to stay a while. I'm your host, Tommy Vincent, and I am here today with Stacey Stewart. How are you today, Stacey?
I'm great, Tommy. It's so good to see you. It's great to be here.
Likewise.
In Las Vegas. Yeah.
Awesome. And look, I know you came straight from a flight.
Yeah, I did.
So I'm grateful. I'm honored.
Oh,
that you've taken time to come and sit and speak with me.
No,
today.
I'm honored that you have me. So thank you so much. This is great.
Absolutely. So one of the things in our conversation that is extremely important to me is to be able to talk about who you are.
Yeah.
Not so much what you do.
Yeah.
Your title and all of those things.
Yeah.
We know you are well accomplished. But who is Stacey?
Well, that's a good question. People rarely ask me that, so let me think about that for a minute. Well, you know, I'm the daughter of two really great parents, one of whom is still here, one of whom is not, is passed on. You know, I'm a mom, a wife. Mm-hmm. I'm an executive. I am devoted to girls and sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I can talk more about that. That comes out of me being a mom. But mostly I'm just like a fun, you know, person. I love sports in general. Mm-hmm. It's a big passion of mine. And I just am somebody who loves to give back. I mean, I've always, in some ways, my personal life and my professional life are very intertwined.
Mm.
And I've always said that, you know, your personal passions ought to align with your professional pursuits.
Mm-hmm.
So my work speaks a lot about who I am. I transitioned, you know, back in 99 into being more on the nonprofit side of things. Before that, I had gone to business school. I worked on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for Fannie Mae. I worked in corporate. And then I became head of the Fannie Mae Foundation. That launched me into nonprofit and philanthropy. For me, though, it wasn't ever really a big difference, because even when I was working on Wall Street, I worked in an area called public finance.
Okay.
Which was unlike corporate finance, is raising money for companies and mergers and acquisitions. I would raise money for local and state governments.
Okay.
For roads and bridges and schools and hospitals, right? Because that was who I was. My father was a physician, was very active in the civil rights movement, and he kind of left me with this, he and my mom really shaped me into being the kind of person that whatever you do professionally, it's not enough. You have to extend beyond just your work to do things for the community, for other people, right? And so for me, You know, my life has been intertwined with, you know, really a life of service, mm-hmm. even in my work, mm-hmm. even in what I'm doing now as the CEO of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So I don't know if that's who I am at. There's probably some deeper levels of it, but right. that's a little bit of who I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have a servant's heart. I mean, when I'm listening to you talk and you're talking about the things you're doing, and even from the for-profit to the nonprofit world, and I don't even agree with the statement of nonprofit, right?
Oh, I know.
It's all about impact work
that you have
the ability to do.
That's right.
But it requires a level of service.
Yes.
And that takes a special heart, being willing to be committed to that level of work because it's a constant pour out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How do you sustain the ability to be a giver?
Yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't ever feel like you're pouring out. I mean, when you're in service to others, I feel like you get more out of it than probably what you're giving.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%.
So it's not a drain for me. You know, mm-hmm. when I can see that I'm making an impact in the world in some way. And for me, my career I've worked in the area of education, affordable housing, homelessness, financial stability, healthcare, maternal and infant health. And now I'm working on the issue of ending impaired driving. Like, I have wanted to do a lot of different good in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't been stuck in just, I only want to do this kind of good in this kind of way for the rest of my life, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think there's so much that has to be done, you know? And I enjoy learning about so many parts of society and community and where there's so much need. Even learning so much now about how impaired driving is still such a crisis on our mm-hmm. roads and how it's still killing 13,000 people and injuring hundreds of thousands more every single year. Mm-hmm. You know, someone dying every 79 seconds mm-hmm. from an impaired driving accident. You know, this was an area that I wasn't that familiar with. I mean, I knew it. Mm-hmm. We all know it at some level. But I didn't know it at the level that I'm learning it now. And so it's actually exhilarating to be finding ways to make this issue eventually go away, mm-hmm. but certainly to improve it because it's saving lives. You know, I felt that way when I was at March of Dimes. I felt that way when I was at United Way and at Fannie Mae. I think if I didn't wake up every day knowing that I would be able to give back and help other people or improve my community, I don't know that it would be that fulfilling. I mean, why would you get up every day just, I mean, of course you have to make money, you have to pay your mortgage and your rent or whatever, you know, your car note or whatever. Sure, you could do that, right? But is that really for me? That's not my calling, you know, that's just not my purpose. Right? So, yeah.
Elf has done it again. Another Super Bowl and another successful commercial campaign. Last year, Jennifer Coolidge had herself in a sticky situation with Elf Power Grip Primer. And this year, world-renowned Judge Judy, or in this case, Judge Beauty, presided over Elf Court by making verdicts on beauty with her mandate to serve eyes, lips, facts. Judge Judy was handing down verdicts for overpriced beauty. It's a crime. And in Judge Judy's court, you can be found guilty of reckless beauty spending. A daily use of Elf is the only sentence that will leave you glowing with innocence. Because in Judge Judy's court, it's in Elf we trust.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is safe. It's a place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. For example, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ Game presents today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GamePresents.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
So I know you're a purpose-driven leader.
Yeah.
And all of the things that you talked about in the different areas where you've had the ability to make impact, there's a driving force behind that.
Yeah.
When you say that you are a purpose-driven leader,
yeah,
what is the purpose? What's the foundation of that?
Yeah. Well, I think, first of all, to go back to my parents, it's something that was instilled in me early in life. My mother was a stay-at-home mom at first. She was trained as a pharmacist. And then she had kids during that time when men were sort of like, stay at home. We don't want you out working, you know. And my father was a physician, so he worked and she stayed at home. And I think she was pretty bored by that. By the time I got to be old enough, she was ready to get out. So she became the first African-American leader of the Atlanta Fulton County League of Women Voters, which was a pretty big deal at the time. And then she moved into running for office. She was known as a good government, very ethical leader. And so she got elected to city council. She ran for mayor of Atlanta in 1993. She lost, but she, as a woman, she paved the way for Keisha Lance Bottoms and for Shirley Franklin and others that came after her. My father was a physician, but also had done a lot to desegregate hospitals in the 1960s. He was head of the NAACP in Atlanta for a period of time. So again, I had these role models of people that were in service.
Really big shoes to fill.
Really big shoes to fill.
Like that is.
And yeah. You know, it's funny. It does seem like big shoes to fill, but for me, they were just great models of, yes, like, this is how you're supposed to live your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of it, I had my own spiritual growth over a period of time, and I, you know, really developed a sense of connection to, you know, my purpose and why I'm here. And I think, you know, I tap into that little voice inside me that says, yes, Stacey, you should do that. No, Stacey, you shouldn't do that. Because there's always that little voice in us. It's just whether or not we choose to listen to
Absolutely.
It. You know, and that little voice is whoever we think is our higher power or, our spiritual source. And I that has sort of guided me, you know, in my career and in my life. You know, in ways that I hope I've created a great model for my daughters too. But for me, again, it's just, I could be doing a lot of different things, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I could be in maybe other careers. When I was between my first and second years of business school, I worked at Citicorp in what was called the Leverage Buyout Group. This is just a group, you know, that was buying out companies and stripping out the value, you know, stripping out everything to create the value. And I mean, it was just pretty hardcore corporate finance. And I got an offer to go back and work for them after I finished school. But I held out my entire second year until I got an offer in public finance, because I just knew that was raising money for companies, just for people to make money, versus raising money for governments to do something good for someone else. The latter seemed like the right path for me, right? So anyway, you know, I just think that purpose, people talk about purpose-driven leader. I think it's just it really is just tapping into the sense of who you are as a person, mm-hmm. and making an effort to not have any kind of barrier stand in your way that block you from fulfilling that purpose and doing it at the highest level that you can, right? Because it's not like you're not going to have challenges along the way. You definitely are. I mean, I definitely have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you just keep going because there's a greater calling.
How did you persevere through the challenges?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, having a family, a husband, daughters, a dog, definitely helped. Having that spiritual life definitely mm-hmm. helped. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just really, you know, I just reflect on history. We're in Black History Month, so yeah. we can talk about this. You know, I'm like, look, whatever little stuff I go through does not nearly compare to the kinds of things that my ancestors or folks that came before me had to go through. Mm-hmm. You know, I think about my own parents, you know, growing up in Jim Crow, you know, who had to worry about even traveling or being out in, I mean, couldn't move freely through Georgia mm-hmm. and South Carolina or Louisiana, where my mother went to school, you know, without the fear of losing their lives or mm-hmm. something happened, right? In some ways, we still have that issue today, you know? We still have a lot of people can't move through communities safely.
Correct.
Right? But it's not the same kind of challenge today that folks had, my grandparents, great-grandparents, and others. It's certainly going all the way back hundreds of years. I mean, we've come through a lot. Mm-hmm. So you have to put these things in perspective. There's nothing, we have first world problems today. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of challenges. We all face a lot of problems in our life, but they are not, you know, we still can look and say, look how far we've come, right? Mm-hmm. As a people, I look at that in terms of my own life. You know, I can't believe I'll be 60 years old this year. So that's the other thing. It's like, you turn 60 years old, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of downhill from here.
No. You're
looking on the other side of the mountain right now. So you might as well just take it easy.
So what about this space of girls in sports?
Oh, my gosh.
And where did this come from, your desire to be an advocate in that space?
Yeah. Well, it started with my daughters, who were athletes. My older daughter was a three-sport athlete. And played everything, basketball, volleyball, ran track. She was an equestrian. My younger daughter, she always says, look, there's a difference between being an athlete and playing sports, but she did play lacrosse. And I'm going to tell you, for, I don't know, 15 years of going to every single game, every tournament, driving them around, like, I've rarely missed anything, right? You know, I would see the issues of my girls who were fortunate enough to be in schools that had all the resources and, you know, they had plenty of resources to pursue whatever they wanted to pursue, playing against teams where that wasn't necessarily true, in neighborhoods or communities where those communities didn't have all the resources, right? Mm-hmm. And what you see is a real talent gap, right? So it's not as if the girls in these other communities don't have the same level of talent. All these girls are talented.
Right.
It's just, do they have the resources to compete at the highest level?
Mm-hmm.
Do the other kids have resources to do strength and conditioning outside of what's available at school?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do they have money to go for team fees? Do they have money for travel? Do they have money for academic tutoring? All the things that today athletes need in order to compete at the highest level and to get college scholarships, many girls lack the resources. It's not that they lack the talent or the desire.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started Sports Mom Foundation. Really, my husband got me going on this. Started a foundation.
As if you don't have enough to do.
As if I don't have, like, this is not my day job, right? Like, this is totally, like, my personal passion. But I just decided that it was a good idea to raise money to actually invest in girls being able to compete at the highest level to become college recruit ready. So we have 13 girls. Actually, 12 technically right now, because one girl graduated from high school this past June, and she's running track at VMI. She's actually a jumper. She's triple jump and long jump at VMI in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 12 other girls. We have 6 basketball girls, 5 volleyball girls. We've got 1 soccer girl.
Okay.
All of the girls are Black and brown girls, and they're amazing. And I hope that our support, nurturing, and all of that will help get them to the next level. So,
How are the girls identify?
So they apply. We've created a couple of rounds of applications. They applied. They had to write an essay. They had to have coaches' recommendations. They had tryouts. And we selected girls that way. And then I had a board, and we had a bunch of helpers and advisors, you know, that help. And they've been, we've just had tremendous support, and it's been great. It's not something that I would replace with my day job at Mothers Against Drunk Driving, but it is something that, since we're in the sports environment, it is kind of a nice thing to, you know, stay very connected to sports in some way.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially there's this push, especially where NFL flag is concerned.
Love
with
flag
girls.
Absolutely.
So
that's another, I really would love to branch into flag football. I would love to do that. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So that's the next venture, right?
Listen, it sounds to me, just based off of what you have done,
yeah,
that's just going to be a box that's going to be checked soon.
I hope so.
Yeah. I am so grateful that you took time.
Yeah.
To join me here at the Stay a While table. And
absolutely.
My table's always open to you. Thank you so much for your time. And
thank you for doing this and just creating a space for people to tell their stories. And you're amazing. And your story is amazing.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.